I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And most of all, we like self-care. How is Steven saying we do it? Self-care. The email, self-care. I don't know.
Self-care for yourself. I don't know. I tried
you
to do
it. You did it better than I did it.
Yeah.
Well, it's emo, it's whiny. Yeah. So, what did you do this week for self-care?
So this week I met up with my mom and my brother and we went and took a yoga class together and it was super fun. And then afterwards we got a smoothie.
Ooh.
And it was just like really nice to hang out with my fam.
Yeah. It feels good. Like getting with family members, like, yeah. Especially when you don't see them all the time.
Yeah, so. Totally. What did you do?
Well, I thought today was really fun when we went to Grandma's house.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know, our ghost names are Gerard and Delilah. Delilah's the bigger one. Gerard's the smaller one. And if you're wondering, who's Delilah and Gerard? Well, get with it. It's the ghosts that are in, like, our picture.
For Mysterious Mavens.
So we did this at a place called Grandma's house because that's a perfect background, and they're actually closing, and we were really sad about them closing because that's like, we're like, oh, they were like part of Mysterious Mavens. So we went there as like one of their last days, and we again bought some ghosts, like some crystal ghosts.
They have like craft shows there every so often, so that's where we got our like cute little ghosts,
the
first
crocheted
time.
Ones, yeah, that Rigger bit the arms off of, but I'm not bitter.
And then we like took the picture in like their back patio area. And that became, like, our cover photo.
Our logo, if you will.
And then today they had another craft show, which is where we got our crystal ghosties.
So, you know, we begin with it and we end with it being ghosts. So that was my self-care. It was just kind of fun and it wasn't.
It was fun.
And those people were really grateful that we switched chairs with them because it was just us.
Yeah. Well, because so people go to Grandma's house to, like, they have, like, kitchen table kind of thing. And then you can play board games that they have, and a lot of people bring their own games. So like the table next to us is playing like D&D, and then
they were playing it like hardcore.
Yeah,
like,
dude, they had like a laptop,
yeah, and they had dice and everything.
They had
like they were getting into
stats
it
stats or something. I'm not really sure what they had the laptop there for, but they were like recording things and like they were into it.
Yeah, good for them. And then some people were like, can we switch tables with you? And we were like, yeah,
we have board games we need to play.
And we're
like,
yeah,
four
that's
of you and two of you. And we're like, yeah, we'll
yeah,
totally
we
switch
will
with
definitely
you.
Switch with you. And they were like super, well, they were so nice.
They
too,
were really
so
nice.
So I was like,
yeah.
So that was my self-care for this week. So, yeah.
Okay, what are you telling me about this week?
So I'm going to tell you about the Final Fantasy VII cult.
Okay.
And basically, it's fitting because we were talking about like the people playing
gamers.
But, and I know neither of us really play video games too much, but I like looked up Final Fantasy and I don't know too much about it. I guess this game was just like big business against like smaller people and there was just different paths you could go. But I tried to ask people, I'm like, do you know anything about Final Fantasy? And people were like, no, I'm not a nerd. And I was like, doesn't mean you're a nerd. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen the visuals of it before, but I've never played it, nor do I know anyone who has.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't find anyone, but I'm sure there's people like we wouldn't even like realize played it.
Sure.
All right. So Final Fantasy in 7 is like the big part of it. So Final Fantasy was one of the most popular video games. And it was anime themed, came out in 1997. It was pretty realistic, and that's what people liked about it. And this video game was really cool to people for its ensemble of characters. And all of the characters were pretty memorable, like, I guess, from other versions of Final Fantasy.
So this is like the seventh version of it, or there's
there's different storylines, I guess, with each Final Fantasy, but this was like the favorite one that people were like obsessed with. And you could play it numerous times, and it's different each time because some versions you would meet characters and some you wouldn't, just depending on
how you like went about the
what
game.
You chose. Okay. And anyways, so this takes place sometime in 2002. Jennifer is 20 years old, and she moves to a state college with her girlfriend Renee. And just at the beginning, I'm going to tell you these names. I'm just going to call them Jennifer and Renee because, like, fuck them. But Jennifer, she was one of the characters from the game, was an extraterrestrial queen main protagonist.
Okay.
And her name was Genova.
Right.
And that's Jennifer, and Renee was Hojo, which was a mad scientist who injects people with extraterrestrial DNA.
Okay.
Again, we don't play game.
I'm trying not to
so
judge.
So I don't know.
Didn't mean to laugh.
But I'm calling them Jennifer and Renee. I just wanted to mention like what their characters were.
Okay.
So, they moved together, and Jennifer was mostly the ringleader of this cult. And, you know, Renee would just support her in what she wanted to do and was like, yeah, but like, again, Jennifer was super extroverted, wanted to talk to people, whatever. Renee was a little bit more like school focused and quiet.
Okay.
So she was like an introvert. And the beginnings of Jennifer were kind of hard to figure out, but she was kind of all over the place. She claimed to be part of government programs and secret agents, stuff like that. Like, the government's testing me, which...
Girl, relax.
Yeah, you're 20, it's fine.
Yeah.
And one of the more widely spread facts about her is that she went to a reform wilderness school.
Okay.
Called Cross Creek, which was based out of Utah. And if you guys want to find out more about reform schools, just go on Discovery. Go on Netflix. They have a ton of, like, different programs about, like, these reform schools. They are not okay.
So fucked up.
They're not okay.
So she has some trauma she's dealing with.
Yeah, definitely. But of course she doesn't get help for it, and sure, unfortunately, it affects
the early 2000s.
A lot of people. Yeah, and there's so many specials out about this, and you just know that they're really damaging on the psyche of former students.
Oh, like, for sure.
A lot of people get out of that, and they're like not okay.
Yeah.
And nobody knows if this is where, like, her mental instability came from or if it was before, but she was not okay. And she would talk about how she had multiple personalities and she was reincarnated. And former people with the program believe she didn't receive treatment for mental illness. People were like, yeah, she was kind of always all over the place. Like, the people at the reform schools. Not saying a lot, because, like,
yeah,
a lot of those people are dealing with some serious problems. She even said that she wasn't a lesbian because Renee's character from the game was a man, and that Renee was a former man in another life. And I feel really bad for her that she felt like she had to defend why she was dating Renee.
Yeah.
Like, that to me, I was like, that's really sad that she felt like she had to, like, make up a backstory.
Just love who you love.
Like, yeah. And it was 2002.
You don't need to be like, well, her character's a man. Like, no one cares.
Yeah. Well, 2002, I don't think it's even as accepted. I think it was more accepted then, but, like, even nowadays, it's like people don't even, like, bat an eye most of the time. So there's a transgender man that we will refer to as Zach. And that was just part of the story because a lot of people are like, that. I don't think that part's important, but I'm going to add it because Zach wanted that to be part of the story. So Zach isn't his real name, but Zach was a character from the game and he liked to be called Zach anyway. So it was fine. People were like, you're Zach. And Zach was like, okay. But I don't know the original name, but the character's name was Zach. So Zach was like, I'll just be that character.
Oh, was this like part of a documentary or something? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was, Zach had multiple different names, but the actual character's name was Zach. So I'm like, I'm going to stick with Zach. Like, all the sources I read use different names. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So just a quick side note, groups like this usually attract people who maybe don't know what they're doing, might not have close friends or connections, just people who are kind of loners and maybe want to be a part of something.
Sure. Because it's like a community online. Like,
absolutely.
That's kind of where, like, I mean, not all gamers, but I feel like a lot of people can kind of find this, like, community.
Yeah,
of, like,
other people that are like-minded like that might not be near you. Yeah.
And it's, like, cool because it, like, bonds you.
Yeah. And even Zach said this was something that appealed to them. And Zach was at his first year at Alfred University in 2001. He had a rough upbringing and was grappling with, like, figuring out gender identity and just,
sure,
you know, because that is a hard thing to come into, is just figuring out that you are transgender. Sure,
you're, like, kind of figuring out your life.
So that's kind of why I mention it, because, like, it's helpful to know that that was also something that, like, Zach was coming to terms with, was, like, I'm transgender.
And being accepted for that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So... I'm sorry.
No, you're
the
fine.
The girls are in what state?
It doesn't really say too much.
Oh.
But it's, like, it's somewhere, like, close to Florida, I think. It's kind of confusing because it's, like, I heard different states each time because they were trying to hide the identity.
Oh,
so
I see.
So when I was looking into this, but...
But they're all in the United States.
Yes, this is okay, in the United States.
Okay, so this isn't like an international...
It just said a state university and it kind of like didn't get too much into it.
Okay.
It was kind of weird, but I'm like, I have to talk about this story because it's so strange. So Zach was at first year in university. This is in 2001. He had a rough upbringing, was very isolated, and he was just questioning himself. Mm-hmm. And Zach at this point was also becoming... an alcoholic.
Oh no.
Like, he was drinking all the time, and his freshman year was an introduction to video games.
Okay.
And the one he used the most was Final Fantasy VII. And he enjoyed it enough that he participated in the online fandom. And at that point, basically 2002 were the heydays when it was just message boards. There wasn't like social media as much. It was like I think that was before MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Who went on the internet then?
Dude, that's crazy. That's, like, crazy to think about.
Yeah, that there was, like, a time
before social media. How crazy.
Why did you take pictures? What did you need pictures for?
You have to go to Walgreens and get your film developed.
Yeah. So, he got super involved and even made a page dedicated to his favorite character, a stated Zach, and this immediately put him on Jennifer's radar.
Okay.
The two of them spoke, and Zach said initially it was weird that she wanted to be called Genova, which was the villain of the game, but okay, you
but
do
But he also
you.
Wanted to be called Zach, so like...
Yeah, whatever. Zach was like a minor character too, okay. So...
She's trying to be like the big guns kind of thing.
Yeah,
she's
like... so he's like, she wanted to be the villain, I guess, okay. But all right.
Sure.
So, role-playing was a huge thing, and Jennifer had told Zach he was a reincarnation of the character Zach.
Oh, no.
And that if he wanted, she would love to have him come to them for Christmas and meet other people in the community. Because, as stated, like, he wasn't super close to his family members, so it wasn't like he was like, yeah.
But it's a game. How can you be reincarnated from a game character? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Is that the part that gets you? Because it's gonna get more wild. So... they invited him for Christmas to meet other people in the community, but in real life, Zach ended up buying a bus ticket from New York to State College. Like I said, it's not stated where this is, and I'm sure if I dug deeper, but I was just like, whatever.
So he was in New York, and he bought a bus ticket to wherever they were?
Yeah, and he would go sometimes on weekends, so I don't think it was crazy
so it
far
close,
from... Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
If you can ride a bus there.
And he said when he arrived at their place, it was a mess, and there was glitter everywhere. And Jennifer was a little bit all over the place. She could be yelling one minute and then smiling the next. And then he realized what he thought was role playing, she thought was real.
Oh, no.
Like, this is magic.
Dude, one time. Sorry, this
no,
is a side note.
No, please, side note. One away. Time. That's I, what we're here for.
When I was in college, like, I had this friend and she, like, invited me to a Halloween party. And we were like, cool, let's go. And we go to this Halloween party, and it was, like, one of those ones
clearly
where...
we weren't friends yet, so...
Well, it was, like, one of those ones where it's, like, the murder mystery thing, so everyone's, like, assigned a character, you know? And so we show up, and we're, like, dressed as our characters, like, as...
Remember that you said a murder mystery. Just remember that throughout the rest of today.
So we show up, and we're, like... You know, this is a new friend, so I've never been to her house before.
And with new friends, fun fact, you just kind of have to be okay with everything and then totally. Decide if you're going to hang out again.
Yes, absolutely. So we, like, show up. But, like, it was so bizarre because her friends were, like, specifically this one girl was, like, fully in character. Like, we were kind of like, oh, hey, we're here.
This is fun.
Introducing us to people, whatever. And this one girl's, like, fully in character, like... Who goes there? Like, all this shit. And I was like, bro, like...
Oh, like, Ren Ferris?
What is your name? Like, what's your real name? Like, can you, like, break character for a second so I can, like, introduce myself? It was so awkward. And she was just, like, fully in it. Like,
what?
And she was like,
my face was like,
yeah, she was like, where were you the night of blah, 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 blah? And I was like,
I'm Danae.
Okay. Hello, I'm Danae. Here's the cookies I brought. Who are you?
I have to go home now.
So fucking awkward. Anyways, it reminded me of
that. I love when people can do that. But when you know them, like,
sure,
that's fine.
When I just met you. I haven't even met you because you're in character. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I would break and be like, hi, I'm Kim.
Mm-hmm.
But my name is Genova.
Right. Yeah.
That's so weird. Do you like my face when you said that? I'm like.
Yeah. We only stayed for like an hour and I was like, anyways.
Who did you go with?
I think we're going to head out. Steven, actually. Was like, okay, we started dating.
So Steven's like, oh, yikes.
He's like, what the fuck are we doing?
Why are we here? And you're like, I'm trying to make friends.
I'm trying to make college friends.
I'm going to, when I see Steven again, I'm going to be like, who goes there?
Yeah, it was so weird, dude.
That's so awkward.
It's like, you're coming on real strong.
Like, I need you to calm down. You are at a 10. I need you to be at like
no
a
one
2.
Else is like going this hard.
But yeah, she was kind of like that. Like, she believed, like, what was fun and role-playing she like thought was real.
Oh no.
And Zach was like, oh no. Like,
she's really into it. Like, and it's fun to, like, you know, do that kind of stuff, but like,
but you have to,
there's
have
a level of being like,
yeah,
you know,
there's a level of like, take it too oh far. We're having fun, and then there's a level where it's like, oh
now
my
this
god
is weird.
Yeah, this is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So she also refused to bathe.
No.
So, you know, it probably smelled really
you
bad.
You know, it smelled like dirty vagina.
Yeah, all the time, just wafting around. Oh, God. That's like,
it's a highly specific
smell. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's so specific, and like, most people know what that smells like.
It's like ball sack. Like, we all know what sweaty ball sack smells like. You know, it's
get
like,
it away from me.
Why is it in my face?
Yeah. Like, it's. Why does this need to be here? Get it like
wash your balls
10 feet away. Please. After you wash yourself. So, but I feel like that's kind of an important thing to
visualize.
Would use oils on herself, and she was like, I need the oils. Yeah, like,
honey, the patchouli's not gonna cover it up.
Sometimes you just need to use a bar of soap.
Sometimes you just gotta wash those crevices.
Yes. So true. So despite that, though, Zach really enjoyed Renee and Jennifer. And again, keep in mind, he's like trying to find his people.
Right. He's like, let me find a community. You guys seem kind
of thought they
cool.
were really fun, and they had really great banter.
Yeah. They just smelled bad.
And sometimes it's not easy to find people you can banter with well.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you're kind of like in your 20s and stuff. It's like finding new friends is hard.
Finding friends at 30 is impossible.
Yeah, like, as an adult, it's hard. Like, you can't just be, like, a kid and, like, go up to people and be like, do you want to be my friend? You're like, okay, we're friends.
Because you're, like, immediately you're a serial killer.
Yeah.
Why are you? Get away from my table. So, anyways, they also had other friends that would be there, like, all the time. And they, like, sometimes wouldn't leave. They sometimes would.
Okay.
Again, this isn't stated who was there at certain times, but some people were also living with them.
Okay.
And this was a 2-bedroom apartment.
Oh.
So.
It's getting weird.
It gets worse. So, every single person that was there, though, was a different character from Final Fantasy VII. Like, okay. Each person there, like, was one of the characters. And
but they, like, did almost, like, LARPed. They, like, live-action role-played, like, in
the
apartment.
Yeah, but I think they took it more seriously than LARPing. Because I was like, was it LARPing? And it just sounds like they were always that person.
They were just, like, in it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, this is my persona when I go and, like, LARP.
And they weren't, like, turning on their computers like, we're playing the game together. It was, like, literally, like, real
life. Yeah, it was at all times.
We are the characters.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it wasn't, like, role-playing, like, I like this character. Anyways, so everyone there also took it pretty seriously. So after the holidays, Zach would go back to Alfred State, but would come back to State College on weekends to spend time with them. And this happened through spring 2002. Again, none of the dates are super specific, but it's just like, just know like the time period of 2002.
Okay.
And a lot of people would be roommates for a little bit, and then they would be kicked out, and then like, they were like, they sucked, you know. So people would live with them, and then they'd be kicked out, and then they'd be like, we don't talk to them anymore.
Some sort of altercation or some sort of misunderstanding.
Yeah.
whatever.
So again, that's why I'm like, it's not easy to say who was there and who wasn't there, because it was a revolving door.
Oh, wow.
So if all this wasn't already weird enough, they also tried to get all the characters that were in relationships in the game to actually be in relationships in real life.
Oh, no.
But Zach was like, yeah, that's not happening. I don't know who Zach's, like, mate was.
Yeah.
But they were like, you guys have to hook up. Like, you have to. And Zach was like, yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. Sorry.
What?
Yeah. And they would want to do...
That's like that twin flame thing where they're like, you guys are in love.
You have to be in love.
You can't just, like,
force that. And that one girl's, like, in an abusive relationship and, like, was scared of the guy. And they're like, that's your twin flame. You have to deal with that.
Sorry, bummer.
Yeah. And they would try to do, like, past life regressions.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
But, like, they thought that the past lives were, like, characters?
Yeah. So the past life regressions, I'm guessing, weren't really that
okay,
helpful. And Zach would come visit, but that summer, instead of going home to Brooklyn, because Zach was like, fuck my family, I don't want to be around them.
Uh-huh.
Zach ended up actually staying with them through the summer.
Okay.
Because he, again, he just didn't want to stay with his parents, bad relationship. And
school's over, so it's not like he has a place to stay.
Yeah. Okay. So he was like, hang out with them sounds like a better option.
Sure.
So he moved in with his pet rat. I don't know the pet rat's name, but he kind of needed a name for this story. And he even got a job at a supermarket to support himself and pay part of the rent, which is fair. He's okay. Living there. He should pay part of the rent.
Yeah, I was going to ask if he, like, paid.
And Jennifer ended up quitting her job. She was a nanny.
Oh, no.
Imagine, like, finding out that's the person who was watching, like, your child. Yeah. No thanks.
No.
And people had to give her magical things, like toys. Like, every so often, they had to, like, give her things that were magical.
What?
Yeah.
Like, as a trade or something? Or, like...
They just said she had to give...
Like, she just needed trinkets?
Yeah.
What?
I know, you're shocked. And she wanted things like fairy dust and wands and stuff like that. Like,
in exchange for what?
Just, you had to get it, give it to her. There's no exchange. It was just, she is in charge. You got to give her magical trinkets.
Is she fucking crow?
Your face.
What?
Your face. I'm like, I don't know how to explain it to you better than she just wanted trinkets.
Okay. Okay.
And so it was just like the requirement, like, to live there, you have to give her magical trinkets every so often.
Okay.
And Zach worked at a supermarket and he was expected to bring, like, day-old food all the time, which is fair because it's, like, day-old food. And every single night they would eat steak and Gatorade, and that's it.
Steak and Gatorade. What?
Can you imagine?
An odd mix. Like, tonight's the night we're having steak and Gatorade, not like and steak like, and mashed potatoes.
What we've had for the last week. And also, she didn't bathe. Can you imagine how bad, like, everything smelled there?
Okay, important question. What color Gatorade?
I tried to find that out.
God damn.
I know.
I'm picturing red.
I'm picturing orange, because orange is my favorite, unfortunately.
Orange is the best one.
My mom was, like, allergic to a dye in Gatorade, and we found out because she, like, had an allergic reaction.
Oh, my God.
She would, like, turn really red.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Her face would be, like, red, and, like, her neck would be
red,
too.
Which one?
I don't remember if it was the red or yellow.
It was one of those. Worse.
I know. Gross. I think it was red, though, but I think my mom started drinking yellow because she couldn't drink the red, and we were like,
steak and Gatorade,
Care Bear, we love you. Yeah,
combo.
And it had to have smelled awful because steak kind of lingers.
Yeah,
like, it really lingers.
Ew.
So but he even got in trouble with his manager because he was like starting to steal food because he couldn't afford it. He worked at a supermarket and he got in trouble, and they were like, you can't take day-old food, like, we don't
care. Because usually they'll have like a thing where it's like we used to like take food from Whole Foods that was like too old for them to sell, but, like, still good. We would take it to, like, a youth center.
Why not? Yeah. I think it's
like,
crazy.
It's still good food.
Yeah. I think it's crazy that companies don't do that. They take, like, I know Einstein's, I think they donate it now, but I think for a while they were just throwing it away.
Oh, my God. What a waste.
Yeah. I think it's
so wasteful. He's not even taking from the, like, this is okay to take?
I'm not sure.
He's stealing shit?
I'm not sure. Okay. It just said he got in trouble. But my notes say, imagine living with somebody who doesn't shower and all they eat is steak and Gatorade. And that just sounds terrifying to me.
Oh, my God.
Just the worst. Also, the house was full of glitter toys and laundry. Just absolutely filled. And Renee and Jennifer would fight and have loud sex all the time. Like, all the time. It was just constantly like, you're a bitch. But, like,
Then they'd have like makeup sex, like loud makeup sex.
Yeah, it was makeup sex.
Okay.
And so clearly this was a super stable environment to be stuck in. And no one who lived there would clean. And no one would take out the trash. And I thought, I was like, and Zach was like, yeah, no one would take out the trash. And I'm like, and he said it smelled like rotting meat and stale sex.
Ugh!
But like, why wouldn't you take out the trash?
Yeah, what about you?
Like, it's Zach? Annoying. It's annoying, just saying. Just take out the fucking trash.
Just do it. Why is he waiting for someone else to do it?
Yeah, I thought that, I think that is such a weird roommate argument. It's like, every apartment I've ever lived at, the trash is on the way to the car.
Yeah.
So, I would never even fight about roommates. Like, there would be times I'm sure I was annoyed, but I don't remember it because I would just take the trash out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was always, like, next to the car. Anyways, so I was just like, I don't feel bad for you if that's the problem because you just take it out. Yeah. Like, it's fine. So, everyone met online, and obviously being online was, like, a really important thing to all people there. Okay. So, Zach would still use the computer just to be online and chat with people, but the entire time he would be using the computer, Jennifer would be looking over his shoulder.
That's so annoying. I hate when people do that.
It's so awkward. And if he was communicating with somebody, she would write down the username and sometimes contact them herself to see what he was saying.
What?
To see if he was like, help me, I'm stuck in this environment. Because like anytime he would leave, they're like, you have to let us know where you are.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right? And she would contact them herself sometimes. Zach was just like, I didn't have any privacy. And it's like, well, that's hard also in a 2-bedroom apartment. Ugh. And I don't even know what the living situation was like. Like I don't
a literal nightmare.
Yeah, right? And also Jennifer would use what Zach was doing online to recruit new members. Because it didn't state how, but they would get money from people in their group. And it didn't state how. So I don't know, like, if people were sending the money and how they were getting money, but, like, that's how they were able to afford the rent. Because you're wondering, if Jennifer's not working and Zach's working at a supermarket and Renee's a student, like, how are they affording rent? Yeah. So it was just, like, I was, like, listening to a podcast, and we'll list our sources, and they were just, like, yeah, they were getting people money from people online. And in the Vice article I read, I didn't hear anything about that. So, like I said, this was an incredibly hard story to research.
Huh, I wonder how that works.
Yeah, so I guess they were just getting money online. And now it'd be easy to send money. You just give your Venmo or, like, your Zelle out. But, yeah.
So and I wonder if they're just, like, give us money because we're, like, friends or, like, I don't know. We'll give you cheat codes. Like, I wonder what.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, like, where the money was coming from or why. But maybe it was just people in the community. They're like, we need money. And they're like, yeah. So they also refused to give Zach a key.
Wait, so, he lives there and he's paying rent.
Yeah. And I thought that was wild. And they were like, just make sure we're home.
What?
If he would leave and come back. And
no.
Sometimes he would have to just sleep outside when they didn't come home.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And they just refused to give him a key, but he was still paying rent. So, like,
oh my god.
What the fuck?
What?
And Zach said something that was really challenging and really played on his, like, mentally for him, was that Jennifer would wake up in the middle of the night and make them do, like, magic spells or, like, protective spells just in the middle of the night.
What?
So, and, like, Cult 101 is making people sleep deprived.
Yeah, sleep deprived, restrict food.
Yeah. And he was also starving, but I'll get into that. But, like, yeah, she would make him wake up in the middle of the night and, like, do spells.
Like, that she made up? Or were they, like, from the game? Like, what?
It's not stated.
What?
It's not stated. Oh so he felt like he had to go along with Jennifer's crazy things just for self-preservation.
Yeah.
And one of the members, she made them sit in a bathtub full of ice with green food coloring for her magic training. What? Yeah. Like, one of the people had to sit in a bathtub full of ice and, like, green food coloring for just their training.
For magic training.
Magic training.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Danae, have you magic trained? Apparently not. Do you even magic train, bro?
Do you even magic train? What the fuck?
And the reason people would go with her crazy ideas and training and all that stuff was because if you didn't, if you, like, walked away from the group, she would make sure everyone would shun you. And everyone would go with it for some crazy reason.
Shun.
Shun the non-believer. Shun.
Oh my god.
And a lot of people didn't want to lose the community they had. So right, a lot of people just go with it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So the apartment became so gross that they ended up moving to a smaller one-bedroom apartment. And Zach had to do all the moving by himself. Oh. Because the others were too busy doing spells.
But he can't get a key.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is like, yeah.
Sir, you need to leave.
And I'm like, I wish I was too busy when I had to move from our apartment to our current house. Because that was so labor intensive. It was so much. But yeah, imagine going from a bigger apartment to a smaller apartment because it got gross.
Yeah.
Fun fact, smaller spaces get gross faster.
Oh, no.
And Zach said it was harder to escape the toxicity. Like, when those two would, like, fight and have loud sex, he could at least, like, go to, like, the other bedroom.
Right.
And, like, get away from it. But it was now harder.
It's just, like, always there.
Yeah. So, to make matters worse, Jennifer and Renee had full control over Zach's money because he was the man of the house. So, they were like, we're not paying for anything. You're the man of the house. You're supposed to take care of us.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. And he needed to support them, and he was only working one day at the supermarket because they cut his hours down. They're like, you are not our favorite person.
Oh, shit.
So as soon as he got paid, this is why I mentioned that they were getting money from people online. Because as soon as he got paid, like, that same day, they would take his money and spend it. Because, like, imagine working at a supermarket. You're probably bringing home $60 a week.
Yeah.
Like, if even. And him and his pet rat were starving. And people that live there decided to be homeless instead of staying there. Like, people that would be there would, like, be like, I'd rather be homeless than this. And Zach stuck around for a long, like, one of the longest, like,
okay,
people that would stay there. And the straw that broke the camel's back was one time it was raining and Zach took his shoes off outside and they were stolen. And he said, fuck this, I'm out, which I don't blame him. And decided that living in the, on the streets would be better than living at the house, having to support the people living there on a one day a week supermarket job.
And forget why about is he it. Supporting? You know, like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Oh, you're a They're man. They're taking you work one advantage day a week. Of him. Oh, 100%. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why they, like, tried to find people that, like, wanted a sense of community, which Zach was one of those people. And so he contacted his dad, and his dad ended up buying him and his pet rat a plane ticket to Alabama, and he was free. I'm glad he had the rat, though, because you gotta imagine, like, he needed something that was, like...
Yeah.
And in 2006, Zach launched a Tumblr and a live journal page about how life was living there and warning people how bad it was. He was initially only a few stories, because it's hard to, like, build that up when you're trying to, like, expose people. And obviously his account of what happened, and to his surprise, a lot of people wrote in with their accounts of talking to Jennifer.
Oh, so, like, a whole bunch of people had encounters with this girl. Yeah,
and the page got insanely popular and picked up a lot of traction. And it was at first only in the fandom that people were seeing this.
Uh-huh.
But it was so insane that outside of the fandom, it was picking up traction a few months later. Yeah. And internet sleuths were trying to find out information, some to make sure Jennifer didn't hurt anyone else, others to bully Zach and just make up stories. And there were just various different angles of people sleuthing.
The beginning of the internet.
Right. And finding the women would prove to be difficult nowadays because they had old addresses in various states and not working emails. So it's hard to know exactly what they're doing now. And right after Zach left and... she was easily able to be tracked before Zach started his page. So from 2002 to 2006, they had more people come into the house. And they had a woman, and she was forced into, I can't remember if it was stripping or sex work. They just said, they were just like, she had to do certain tasks for them.
Oh.
And I couldn't remember if it was stripping or sex work. What so the fuck? They could afford bills, and they ended up moving to Arizona. And people had said she was getting the help she needed. So
they just, like, would bring in vulnerable people, take all their money, essentially, because they were
kind of giving them this community. And they didn't want you leaving or talking to people. And that's why, like, they would watch Zach so Zach couldn't... you know, because anytime Zach would be gone, they'd be like, you need to come back and stuff like that. And Zach didn't really have anywhere to go. So that's why it's like a cult is like they you weren't supposed to leave. Ugh. And they were supposed to know everything you were doing. That's and it's said now that they assume Jennifer is living off the grid in California. And it's hard to know who all was a victim because they said there was probably 20 that met them in real life and were part of this cult. But they're like, who knows how many people she talked to online.
Sure.
And people in the group have suspected that she's probably joined numerous other fandoms to lure people in. But who's to say? Like, somebody was saying that they saw her in the Lucifer fandom, you know, that show Lucifer. No. Just random fandoms, like they've seen Jennifer join.
Is she still with Renee?
It doesn't say, like, okay. They're hard to track now, but like up until 2006 she was easy to track, but after that she kind of went under the radar.
Huh.
And she was just able to appeal to people, but it was like people didn't know how bad it was until they joined that, and she expected people to just stay there and like pay all their bills.
That's so weird.
But yeah, I've never heard of this cult.
I've never heard of that either.
But it's like such a random, like, Final Fantasy VII. Like, what?
What?
So this is why I don't play video games. I don't want to, like, end up part of a cult. That's why I don't.
I don't because I don't care.
Yeah.
But, like, that's so, like, because they're not necessarily doing anything illegal. Like, these people are.
No, these people are not being held coming. Against
their will.
It's
kind
who's
of
to say?
Manipulative, but yeah. You can't, like, prove that.
That's the problem. It's not easily proved. I don't think Zach wanted to be there as long
like,
as
they're
he
not
was.
Physically chaining him up.
No,
you know? Like,
no, no. They're not physically doing that, but they are like monitoring his like conversations with people to make sure he wasn't like asking people to like help him get out of this situation.
Yeah, it's almost like the whole like kind of stalking thing where it's like we can't like stop people from like showing up where you are, you know?
He just didn't want anyone
like
else to get into
area.
Where he was.
Yeah.
Like, which I totally think is kind that
like,
he
you
was
can
like,
tell it's nefarious, but they're not really doing anything that's breaking the law.
No, they're just appealing to people that, like, needs, like, a sense of community.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
That's crazy.
I think it's sad when people, like, are victimized just because they, like, want to be part of something, so.
Right.
But yeah, that's the cult of Final Fantasy VII. If you know anything about that game, let us know if you played it. Because apparently, if you did, you're a nerd. According to people I know.
So we don't know, like, Jennifer's last name or anything?
It starts with an M. It's like Jennifer M.
Oh.
I don't know if it was a real last name that I heard. It was, like, almost like Mark, like...
Huh.
Not Markham, because that was actually like Scott.
That was last
that was
week.
Scott Kimball's, but it was something like with an M. So
Weird. But,
yeah. So wild story. It's kind of all over the place, but I was like, I want to talk about this because what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's one you don't hear about. So
no, I've never heard of that.
But yeah. I will try to find pictures of the people. Who knows if I'll have any success, but it'll be on Instagram.
Yeah.
If
you
I'll have
any
the video game.
Like stories or any comments that you want to send to us, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook and a TikTok, so you know, whatever your flavor is, you can find us.
Yeah. Well, until next time, friends.
Yeah.
Self-care yourself.
And don't join a cult and just sell unless it's a self-care cult. Join us in our self-care cult.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Bye. Self-care cult. Self-care cult.